Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now to talk to Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the new era of Miami football, huh?
Yeah, I think last time I was on, I framed it a Hail Mary going after him. I meant a Hail Mario, not a Hail Mary.
I knew what you meant. Listen, nobody's been more wrong for the last 2 weeks than I have. I think I beat everybody on all those great sources, including family members that apparently didn't even know. So I feel, yeah. I didn't know he was coming. You really think he didn't know? Do you really think this was a last second? I know we'll probably never know unless you get about six or seven beers in Mario. But, like, was this really, like, I'm still not sure. Do I stay? Or do you think he had a pretty good idea even before that Utah game?
Well, I think this was in play as far as, you know, I go back to, remember when Jimmy Johnson went to Dallas and it came out later, you know, it happened all of a sudden. And yet Jimmy had been told by Jerry Jones, hey, I might be buying the Cowboys. This might be coming through for months. Okay. But until it actually happened and then everything accelerated into a weekend, and it's probably here too, where Mario heard whispers. I mean, he talked to people back here. Hey, the Hurricanes started 2-4, and I'm sure
he's aware of everything. Yes.
And look, these boosters, this money was the shock to me. It's Miami, as we all know, for the past forever, has not had the money of the big programs, of the Alabamas and Georgias, and they all of a sudden they got a gush of money into this and decided to spend the way the big boys spend, and that to me was a shock. That's why I didn't think they had any shot at Mario. I didn't think they had the resources to compete, and in the last couple of weeks it been told, hey, money's not an issue, money's not, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, what does that mean? And now we're seeing what it means. I mean, just think of it. They're paying Mario's buyout of $9 million at Oregon. They're paying Manny Diaz's buyout $8 million here, and they're paying Mario's salary $8 million a year. I mean, and that's before we even get now the athletic director.
And the assistants, you know, yeah, crazy.
So, and the assistants and all that stuff. So all of a sudden, they are, the new era is really new money.
So just to follow it up, because we did talk about this, where the hell has all this money been? Did we just all of a sudden get a bunch of frustrated wealthy guys that have always kind of been there but are just doing great in their personal life and said, I got extra money, I want to get this thing turned around, and the only way to do it, money's going to lead us to better recruits and recruits to better records. Was it that simple, or do you think there was more to this?
Well, you look at what's going on at the University of Miami in the past, I don't know, Donna Shalala pumped up the medical facility there, and that thing is, you know, making hundreds of millions of dollars, evidently. Okay, and that's the one way universities make money. The other way they make money is the athletic department, the two biggest ways. And so I'm assuming I'm going to try to get some answers today at the news conference, but I'm assuming they decided to put some of that hundreds of millions of dollars that they're making from the medical into the athletic department and get that up and running too. So, and I got to admit, I hadn't heard of John Ruiz, who's now on that
make believe world, the make believe world guy.
I mean, we know the Moss brothers, of course, in town, but I didn't know that they were, you know, front and center involved with the University of Miami until now. The Manny Cadre is another one. I mean, there's several guys.
Wow.
Who you've heard of and you've known, but I just didn't know that all of a sudden they moved front and center at the University of Miami as far as making decisions and I assume spending money.
Yeah, cutting checks, Dave. That'll move you to the front of the line pretty quickly, I'm assuming. Manny Diaz, last month and a half, and now the statement that he brought out yesterday. What'd you think of everything that's happened to Manny in the last, I would just say, 6 to 8 weeks?
Well, I mean, the last week it's been uncomfortable, okay? I mean, I think everybody agrees. It was just odd that he's out recruiting. I didn't like that part of it. Here he's representing the university to recruit, hey, come on to the university. And yet the odds were he wasn't going to keep his job. Okay. I'm not in the camp that I incredible sympathy for Manny. He knows how the big business of college athletics works. He was part of it the last time, goes to the Temple for 2 weeks and then he's back here. So, I mean, it was the end result is good. You know, it's as good as it could be for the University of Miami. It's what they wanted. The execution of it all was a little flawed. But you had a lot of people, I think, who on the inside there's a lot of, from what I heard, there's a lot of back and forth between the board of trustees, between those who traditionally have been in power and making decisions and those who aren't. I'll give you something worse than I think Manny Diaz, even though he was out in the public. I'm told there are two people who interviewed for the athletic director's job who were offered the job, who thought they had the job and haven't heard from the university for a while. So, I mean, there's just some weird things happened behind the scenes.
All right, let's get back to this guy. John Ruiz, help me out. I talked to you a little bit about him last night. So he's got money, okay, and you verified the money's legit and all that stuff, and he's worth as much as any of these guys that we're talking about. But what makes this guy all of a sudden when he goes, and by the way, not only am I going to build a brand new stadium for the U, I even know where it's going to be, where I'm going to Coral Gables High School. What? What the fuck is that?
Yeah,
Coral Gables High School of all places? Go to damn Tropical Park.
Yeah, and it's already running into a lot of headwinds, that idea of Coral Gables High School. Because if you've been there, it's a residential area. I mean, it's
just what they want. Just what that residential wants.
50,000 seats.
Guys drunk
right
afterward
there.
Peeing in their yard. There's nothing turn you on more than that.
Yeah, I look, we're all for vision. And the one thing I hate about Miami is as soon as somebody suggests something, 20 people jump up and tell why it can't happen. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm just
look, Dave, be the guy.
If you're talking a stadium for Miami, and maybe since the Moss, Jorge Moss is involved, maybe MLS will be somehow part of that too, because they wanted to move down here.
Dun, dun. Now you're warming up a little bit.
Yeah, I can see something like that working. And are we back to Mel Reese Golf Course? I don't know. The idea of a stadium for Miami. FIU has a stadium. FAU has a stadium. Miami should have a stadium. Okay, I mean, it's and I talked to Jimmy Johnson yesterday, who said he's as excited as he is for Mario being hired. He did say he was disappointed for Manny, but as excited as he is for Mario to be hired, he's equally as excited that they're talking of having a stadium, because that would change the program. So. This is something that that's been in the talks, as we know, forever. But if John Ruiz can make it happen,
love his energy.
Him.
Yeah, no, I love his energy. But Dave, since I've been to FAU and FIU, they have land. They had land to build it on and put stands and make it nice and stuff. Coral Gables, I don't know. I go down there a lot for UM, and I don't see that space. Help me out.
Not much green space down there.
We got to get a realtor on. We got to get a high-end Coral Gables realtor to come on and go, can you find us a few acres? Yeah, I just not sure that's going to work.
I do know that through this whole change, one of the things they want, it isn't like John Ruiz speaking out of turn or coming up with this idea blindly. This is something that is in discussion when they were talking with athletic directors when they – but tropical parks seem to be the there's a lot of land out there out west of Coral Gables and so we'll see what happens. I'm curious. John Ruiz has a lot of muscle and evidently some city officials are on his side. So we'll see where this goes. But it seems like a long shot.
Yeah.
Did I say something was like a Hail Mary a week ago and it came through? So just don't listen to me too hard.
Just call it a Hail Mary, Dave. Say the stadium's going to be a Hail Mary. I think that's a new, not the kiss of death. It's the opposite of that at this point.
You
right.
can say it, Dave. Right. Say it one more time. Go ahead. Don't worry, Dave. I'm right
there. That's what I meant. I meant to say that.
My batting average is not very good either, Dave. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
We're all in. We'd be baseball. We're all in there. That's about
hey,
it.
Hey, so I'm guessing Mario jumps right. Like, he literally gets out of there today. And do you think he has his coaching staff in place yet?
I'm sure he has his, who he's bringing from Oregon and who he's replacing. It'll be interesting. He's got some. You know, does he reach out to a guy like Ken Dorsey for the offense? Who knows what his background? I'm sure he's up and running with his staff, though, as far as who he wants and has reached out to them. He's reached out to recruits already, because that's coming up real quick and trying to make a recruiting class. I don't know where we're at right that because it's it was teetering, obviously, with Manny Diaz, with all the things going around the program.
Well, listen, I think we're all curious because he just left a really good recruiting class that was locked up with more coming, I believe was top 10 in the country at number 9 or something. And that's pretty damn good on the West Coast considering most of them come out of the SEC, the top recruiting classes. That's pretty strong stuff for sure. Dave, always great having
Thank you,
man.
Dave.
Thank you for a little teaser there today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Should be a fun era here.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.